Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of June, recording at 9:32 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were very quiet for the most part. That's a little pause here today, slightly easier perhaps, although China was a fraction higher, the China A shares. The European stock markets closed with modest declines of less than 1%. Wall Street did not do very well, however. Wall Street weakened during the latter part of the day, in the last few hours of trading, moving sort of steadily lower, with the S&P closing down 1.61%. And that's taken it back down to 1095.31, so back under that psychological 1100 level and back under the rising 200-day moving average. And long-dated government bond prices, they were steadier across the boards. The U.S. dollar was mixed, mostly a little bit easier against the Asian currencies and also against sterling on budget day here today in the UK, up a fraction against the euro. Now, but it's stayed quiet. Gold seesawed a little bit. It did close up $6.85 to 12. That's at 12:40, so no follow through to the downside after yesterday's key, but not a significant recovery. Clearly, the crude oil price is a little lower in here, $77.59. That's down a dollar, and the soft commodities were mostly a little easier. Industrial metals mixed, some modest gains, copper and zinc, for instance. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets had a pretty good rally last week, and that rally had started the week before last. And that carried short-term indicators, the stochastic indicators. You can see those in the chart library. They pushed up to overbought levels, removed from oversold to overbought levels. Yesterday, as I mentioned, we had those key day reversals for some of the U.S. indices, a small one for the S&P 500, a bigger one for the NASDAQ 100 index, and if you've taken the chart seminar, you know that's a dynamic signal and an actionable signal. I'm annoyed with myself for not shorting it last night, as I mentioned. I had considered. We certainly saw some downside follow through here today on Wall Street, and that does mean that a reaction is underway following that rally from the previous 2 weeks. Now, inevitably, a reaction was going to occur at some point, but the S&P did not have, it had a little bit of breathing space here. I'm thinking in terms of those important lows down at the 1040 level. Those have to hold. I stressed that all last week and earlier, because without that, if those were to go, then I think that would really confirm that a deeper correction was underway. Now, trading ranges, and stock markets have been in trading ranges for a while, as you know, they can be quite choppy, and this one is certainly no exception. But what's required here is, as I say, if you're bearish, you want to see the S&P 500 close below that 1040 level. For the NASDAQ 100, I think it's at 1755, or that's the region of the lows. Now, if those levels are taken out, let's say that would confirm an additional correction. Conversely, if the lows are going to hold, what we would want to see is ideally some sort of upward dynamic following the two downward dynamics that we saw yesterday and today, and then a close above the key day reversal highs. In other words, a close above yesterday's highs. That would reaffirm the underlying support. It would establish a higher reaction low, and it would suggest that we were going to go on up and test the highs for the year. At least. Now, Wall Street's not in the pole position, but it's the critical market. The pole position is occupied by a few of the European stock markets, with Denmark to the fore, and some of the South American markets, with Chile to the fore, and smaller Asian stock markets plus India. Because they've all done exceptionally well. They're all up at the upper side of their ranges, where some resistance can be anticipated. The U.S. stock market indices barely recovered half of their reaction decline during the rally that ended yesterday. So, again, Wall Street, with its powerful psychological leash effect, really does hold the fate of these other stock markets in its nervous hands. And basically, if Wall Street is able to hold above its recent reaction lows that it saw earlier this month and also last month, then I would expect Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, India, all to push through to new high levels. And they would do it decisively if China's A-share market was also in a recovering phase. Conversely, if Wall Street breaks down in a deeper correction, then the high beta markets will get pulled down for sure. Okay, so don't take your eye off the ball in here. It will be interesting. Now, long-dated government bond prices. Shortly after I shorted Treasury bonds again yesterday, I thought, maybe that wasn't such a clever idea, and it's proved not to be a clever idea in here today. I probably should cut the loss on that while it's still relatively small, but. I didn't do anything in here today in terms of my trading activity, but the obvious point is that if stock markets correct in here, see a downward reaction, and that's the message that we're getting tonight from Wall Street, then I would expect bond prices to be steady, yields, in other words, to go down a little bit lower. U.S. dollars mixed. I think it'll stay mixed. It's but if we were to see the S&P below the 1040 level, probably the U.S. dollar would get some haven buying once again. I'm not sure it'd be all that strong though on second or third time around. Now the gold price. We had that. A significant key day reversal yesterday, marking the failed break above the $1,250 level. As I said in my introduction, there was no downside follow-through here today, but I would be wary in the short term following that key reversal signal, because the risk is that we see a further reaction in the gold price over the short term. As far as long-term investors and bullion are concerned, I see no problem in the sense that gold has demonstrated on a number of occasions that it will show relative strength during a global correction, and also relative to other commodities and relative to stock markets, and it will be early on the upside when the rally phases return. So anything that shows that kind of performance is worth holding on to. But futures traders should be a little wary, I feel. Or this futures trader feels cautious about the bullion market, as you probably know. I came out of my two positions yesterday, one on a stop and the other preemptively. Now, crude oil, very much range bound, as are so many of these commodity markets and stock markets. A lot of them have really quite similar patterns overall. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we remain range bound for a while longer. I'm just of two minds as to whether we get the deeper correction, or we have stock markets holding above those reaction lows with fuller money themes such as the Asian emerging markets led by the ASEAN group and India push to new highs, or whether, as I say, we just extend some of these sideways trading ranges, which for India, for instance, went or goes back to October. Certainly, some short-term resistance near the higher side of the present trading ranges is not a surprise, or should not be a surprise to any of us. Again, if Wall Street breaks down, I think the chances of some of those indices testing the lower side of their ranges would clearly increase. So, expect more of the same choppy, choppy action here for a while longer. What else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. But I think the way this will play out eventually, if we get even if we get another correction, I would expect a deeper correction. In other words, even if we get that, I would expect the Asian themes and I'll stick to the Asian themes. I would expect them to be leading on the upside at some point during the second half of the year. I do think that come year end, we'll see stock markets and most commodities higher than they are today. And on that note, the interesting point will be to see how much Asia reacts tomorrow against the Monday key on Wall Street, which didn't seem to affect it much. But today's downside follow-through on Wall Street, I think, might have a little bit more psychological effect. We'll soon know. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.